Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. We want to welcome our callers to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. The message today will be coming from Esther, the fourth chapter. Amen. So you can be looking for that as I get ready to open up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all our praises. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for today, O God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. We know, Father God, if it had not been for you, Father, where would we be? But because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, you allowed us to see this day. We thank you, Father God, for the roof of our heads and the clothes on our backs. And we thank you for the food that you have given unto us. We thank you for watching over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the supernatural things. We thank you for your love. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Father God, that there is no other God but you. Oh, there are plenty of little G gods, but there is no God like thee. For thou art God, the creator of the universe. Thou art God, the creator of mankind. Thou art God that loved the world so much that you sent your only begotten Son into the world that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Father God, we pray right now for the lost souls, God, all over the world, those that are going through many troubles, bridges of troubled waters. We pray for those that don't know what direction to go in. We pray for those who are oppressed and depressed. We pray for those who are lost in their minds, oh, Father. We pray for those, oh, God, that don't know you and need a Savior, God. Oh, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we'll call upon the name of the Lord, that they may be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. But, Father God, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now for saving somebody's daughter and saving somebody's son and saving somebody's husband, saving somebody's wife, saving somebody's employee, saving somebody's close friend, saving somebody's grandchild, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for the soul. Oh, God, we praise you right now. For we know that you are able to do all things, for there's nothing too impossible for God. Father God, we thank you even now, Father God, for uplifting those who are sick and those who are troubled, those that are behind prison bar, those who have lost a loved one, Father. We pray that you will comfort them, Father, right where they are right now, Lord. We pray, Father God, that they will cry out unto you, cry out unto the Savior. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, God, touch them right now, God, and heal them right now, God. Heal their minds right now, God. Let them know, God, that you're there. If they would just call on the name of the Lord. Oh, God, have mercy, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We exalt your name on high, Lord. We love you, Father. And we thank you for this soul, God. We thank you for the soul, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Glory to God, for God is a healer. He is a deliverer. He can make you whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You should be at Esther right now. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to kind of tell the story. Hallelujah. But our key scriptures will come out of chapter 4. Hallelujah. The book of Esther, hallelujah, is a book that shows God's love and sovereignty. Hallelujah. It shows his love for his people. It shows his protection of his people. It shows that he will save his people from their enemies. Hallelujah to Jesus. Esther here was sent by God for a divine purpose. Hallelujah. For God has sent Esther. Hallelujah. He had put her in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because of the purpose and the plan that God had for her life. Hallelujah to Jesus. What she was called to do and when she was called to do it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. She had favor upon her life. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Esther shouldn't have been where she was, but God had guided her steps. Hallelujah. In this book of Esther, as you read this book, you will not hear the name of God in this book. You won't hear the name of Jesus in this book. But you will know by the works and the action that the Jews took and what Mordecai had taken and what Esther had taken, that God was behind the scenes to turn around what the enemy was trying to do to God's people. Hallelujah to Jesus. As chapter 1 tells us, hallelujah to Jesus, that King Ahasuerus decided to have a party. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And he had invited all of the princes and servants. Hey, hallelujah. Of Persia and Media. Hallelujah to Jesus. To come, and they were going to party. And they were going to drink, and they were going to be merry. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, when King Ahasuerus had got all merry, hallelujah to Jesus, he wanted to show off his wife, and her name was Vashti. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he had called for his wife, but his wife did not come. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that when Queen Vashti would not come, all of the princes and all the men around him, hallelujah to Jesus, like, I'm just paraphrasing you, hallelujah, they were saying to yourself, I know that you're not going to allow this to happen, hallelujah to Jesus, because if you allow this to happen, you know how people do, you know, they plant them seeds, hallelujah, into your mind, but they said unto him, you know, you got to fix this. Hallelujah to Jesus, because all these women going around here, in other words, they're going to have an attitude, and they're going to do the same thing that Vashti has done unto you. And so they told him, hallelujah, you need to go ahead and write a decree, hallelujah, that Vashti will come before you no more, that you're going to get you another queen. Now, ain't that something? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that though King Ahasuerus, hallelujah to Jesus, he listened to him, and he did just what had asked him and told him to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that Vashti was no longer the queen, and hallelujah to Jesus, and that the women in the province all over the area was coming to try to be the next queen. Well, the Bible says there was a man named Mordecai, a man of God, hallelujah to Jesus. He had his niece that he had raised, hallelujah to Jesus, and he raised her as his daughter, hallelujah, before her parents was deceased, hallelujah to Jesus. He had told Esther, he said, in other words, I want you to go forth, and I want you to go, and I want you to be purified, and all of these things so that she would become the king. Now, it doesn't say anything about God particularly in the scripture, but the Bible allows us to see that God was working, because Esther was really a Jew, and Esther really didn't was supposed to be there. Mordecai himself was a Jew. Hallelujah to Jesus. God got a way of working things out. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even though we cannot see it, God has a way of working things out for his people, because he already sees the works of evil. He already sees Satan at his work and his workers doing their thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he has already made a way. He's already made a plan to stop Satan in his tracks. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that Esther was chosen. The Bible says that Esther found favor when the time she walked in the door. Esther had favor upon her. She had the glory of God upon her. Hallelujah to Jesus. That the chamberlains, they even liked Esther. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says she was chosen to be the next queen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that she was beautiful. Hallelujah to Jesus. She was just beautiful in the natural. Hallelujah. And not only just in the natural, but she was beautiful in the spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. But Esther did not really know. May not have really known why God had allowed her to go forth to be the next queen in Shushan. Hallelujah to Jesus. But she was. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that there was a man, and his name was Haman. Glory to God. And Haman was a man that was full of pride. He was all about himself, y'all. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that Haman was, other words, was given a promotion. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that Haman, hallelujah, was sitting above all the other princes that were with him. Hallelujah. So he was kind of a little bit higher than everybody else. And I guess it kind of went to his head. But the Bible says that Mordecai, hallelujah to Jesus, would not give reference to him nor bow down to Haman. Hallelujah to Jesus. He just would not do it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that Haman hated Mordecai. He hated him so much, glory to God, that he wanted him killed. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as I studied the word, hallelujah, Mordecai was a man of God, and he gave honor and glory to God. And in other words, he ain't put nobody before God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of us want to put other folk before God. They ain't not a God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Put your reverence in God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the Bible says that, you know, Haman's forefather hated the Jews. So that seed was planted in Haman even from back when, from his ancestors, and he hated Mordecai. He couldn't stand Mordecai. And he wanted to destroy Mordecai and the Jews. Hallelujah to Jesus. So he went in the court, says the Bible. So he went into the court, and he went before the king, and he told the king, hallelujah to Jesus, about Mordecai, and that Mordecai, hallelujah, that he wanted them to be destroyed. He wanted all the Jews to be destroyed throughout the whole kingdom. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And as a matter of fact, they said he was going to even pay a price to make sure that Mordecai died and the Jews would be killed. Hallelujah to Jesus. It says that he paid 10,000 talents of silver. Hallelujah to Jesus, paying to take somebody's life. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he asked the king, and asked him would he write a letter or a decree, hallelujah to Jesus, that all of the Jews and all of the children and young and old and the women, hallelujah, would be destroyed in the providence. Well, the Bible says, hallelujah, in chapter 4, that Mordecai, hallelujah to Jesus, had heard about the plans and the plot of Haman. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when he heard about the plan, the Bible says that he began to cry out, hallelujah, unto Jesus. Sometimes we need to cry out to God. Even though we may not see that he's working, you know, just like in this chapter, you don't hear the name of God or the name of Jesus, but yet he was working. Even though when we can't see him, even though we're going through, we may not understand why we're going through, we don't see God's hands working. Just know that God is working, hallelujah, on your behalf when you belong to him. Anyone that belongs to him, hallelujah to Jesus, he's already made a way of escape. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Esther, hallelujah, one of her maids, hallelujah to Jesus, had told her what was going on, and hallelujah, and said that Esther had sent Mordecai clothing, but he did not receive the clothing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I'm going to start reading our scriptures for today, and our message will come from this particular scripture. I just want to give you kind of the overview of all the things that happened for Esther to get in the position, hallelujah, to do what she was called to do, and that divine purpose that was placed on her life, hallelujah to Jesus. And the word of God reads, and I'm in chapter 4 at verse number 7, and Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasurer for the Jews to destroy them. Hallelujah. He was talking to one of the king's chamberlains, Esther Chamberlain, amen. And also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree. In other words, a decree is like a letter, hallelujah to Jesus, that was given to Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king, to make supplication unto him, and to make requests before him for her people. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible goes on to say that, hallelujah to Jesus, that he came and told Esther the word of Mordecai. And again, Esther spoke unto him and gave him commandments unto Mordecai. And all the king's servants and the people of the king's providence do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king and to the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death. So you couldn't just go before the king, hallelujah to Jesus, except such to whom the king shall hold out his golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And this is what Esther is saying. She had not been called to go before the king. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. And then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. And he said, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. Because, see, Esther was the queen, but they did not know that she was a Jew. Because Mordecai had told her not to tell that. Don't tell it. Don't tell it. Because really, it was not time for her to tell it. God had already set a time and a place for that to come out, who she was, hallelujah, to Jesus, for her people, hallelujah. And then the verse number 14, for if thou altogether hold thou peace at this time, then shall there enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Now, he was saying to her, now look, now I know you're the queen, in other words. But if you don't do it, God is going to send somebody else to do it. And that don't mean that you're going to be saved just because you're the queen, because you are a Jew. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then he goes on to say, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. He's saying that your father's house is going to be destroyed, you're going to be destroyed, and the people are going to be destroyed. And who knows whether thou comest to the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. I want to stop reading right there. Hallelujah to Jesus. In your own devotion time, go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Hallelujah. It's only like 10 chapters in Esther. So take the time and read it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And hear what God is saying to you. The title of our message today is For Such a Time as This. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. The Bible just told us, hallelujah to Jesus, that, you know, Esther was chosen to be the queen. But it was more to that, because God was actually working behind the scenes, working for the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That the people would be saved. And he placed Esther there for her people and herself. And the Bible says, and we just read it, that she had told Mordecai, look, now I can't go before this king. You know, it's 30 days. You know, you just can't go before the king. But then Esther decided, hey, look, if I got to die, I got to die. You know, if it means my life, I'm going to do it for my people. Hallelujah to Jesus. And she told the people, the Jews, and then all of her servants to get on a fast. And everybody began to pray, and all of the Jews and the prophets began to pray, and Mordecai and everybody began to pray on one accord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. See, even though God is not mentioned, even though Jesus' name is not mentioned, you can see that he was a part of the plan, because he had a divine purpose for Esther when she became queen. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why, hallelujah to Jesus, we got to be where we need to be. Hallelujah to Jesus, because you may just be the one, hallelujah, that God has sent for such a time as this, that your son and your daughter might be saved, that your husband and your wife might be saved. Hallelujah to Jesus, that other sinners and unbelievers might be saved. Hallelujah to Jesus, that your future seed might be saved from the hands of Satan. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God, for such a time as this. God placed Esther in the place of her divine appointment for her people and for herself, for the children, for the little ones. Hallelujah to Jesus, that they might be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Esther did go to the court, and she went before the king. And the Bible says that God gave Esther favor, that when the king pointed his scepter at her, hallelujah to Jesus, and Esther came forth, the king said, what is your request? What is your petition? He said, whatever it is, I'm going to give you a half of everything, in other words. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anything that you ask, he said, it shall be given to you, half of the kingdom. Hallelujah to Jesus. And she said, you know what, king, in other words, hallelujah. All I want to do is just have a banquet with you and myself and Haman. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, the Bible says Haman was so excited about the party, about the banquet, hallelujah to Jesus, that he had went home and he had told his wife and told his friend, because, you know, he was a person that was just so full of so much pride. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the banquet day came. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the king, he just kept asking Esther, what is your request? What is your petition? Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you made your petition? Have you made your request unto the Lord for such a time as this? Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he said in the word, glory to God, anything that we ask for, it shall be given to us. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you're living right now, if you're living a holy life now, you can't come before God any kind of way. That's why the Bible told us in this particular chapter that the women had to be purified. Hallelujah. They had to be clean. You got to be clean before you go before God. You can't come before God any kind of way. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And God had placed her in that place, and he put favor upon her. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible says that when Esther made her request, the king granted the request. Hallelujah to Jesus. And then after Haman had went home, glory to God, and told his wife and his friends and everything about everything, and you know, they planted a seed in his head and told him, you know what? You need to build a gavel. And you need to have Mordecai hang from the gavel. And they said he built the gavel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And the Bible says when they had the next banquet, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, Haman found out, hallelujah, that Esther knew the plot, in other words. And he feared for his life. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he went home and he told his wife and his friends, and hallelujah. And he said, and they said unto him, he said, if Mordecai be the seed of the Jews, for whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. The very thing that Haman wanted to do unto Mordecai is about to happen to him. Glory, hallelujah. Because they just said to him, if he truly be the seed, if he truly belongs to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I come with a message upon my tongue. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. No matter what the enemy does, when you belong to God and you are righteous, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. No weapon shall prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter what kind of evil work they do, no matter what kind of evil plot they do, they cannot kill what God has already ordained. Glory, hallelujah. You shall live and you shall not die. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. That after everything had happened and after the banquet and everything, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. I want to take a few minutes to go back about one thing. The Bible says that King Esther had a night where he couldn't sleep because God had already made a way. And the plot was that that the two chamberlain was trying to kill the king, and the king pulled the chronicles and found out. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And that gave honor unto Mordecai. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that after Mordecai and Esther got together and they reversed what Haman had done, it says in the word of God, let it be written to reverse. In other words, it was revoked. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And no man could reverse it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just like Jesus, when he came and died upon the cross and shed in his blood for his people to save his people, no man, nobody can reverse what God had done through Jesus Christ to save the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And the Bible says that Haman was hung from the very gavel, glory to God, that he meant for Mordecai to be hung from. And only that, his 10 sons were hanged also. His very seed was destroyed. It was no more. Touch not God's anointed and do his prophets no harm. Glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. And Mordecai, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. End up with the house and everything of Haman. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. For such a time as this, Esther was placed in a place to help her people to save their lives, to save her life and her family's life, to save Mordecai's life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now is the time that if you don't know Jesus, you need to get saved, because you just might be the one that God was sent for to save your family. Hallelujah to Jesus, and to save others. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have said this prayer, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. Redeem me by your blood. I belong to you. Thank the Lord Jesus for his blood. Amen. And shed his blood. Find you a Bible-believing church. And find you a ministry where the people are preaching the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. Repent of your sin and be saved. For such a time as this, we need to be praying. It's so many lost people. If so many people are hurting. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you said that prayer, amen, inbox me on Facebook. And also, if you need prayer, inbox me there. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and dominion, and power. Be blessed and have a great week. Amen. Glory to God. And know that all things work together for those that love the Lord. Amen. That is called to according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Be blessed.